0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Here we are at the Fake Leg Hotel. Beautiful day. Doc Savage, how are you, Doc?
Just I've been away on my holidays, yeah.
Oh, great.
I went to the airport for 2 weeks.
Good lad.
You know, I discovered something, Joe. You know the reason when you get to the airport, it's a very long walk to the plane.
I know.
Yes,
that, yeah.
That's the reason for that is, give your luggage a head start. There's a friend of mine who's gone to New York on his holidays a few weeks ago, and he got to the check-in, and he hands the bag in, and he said to the girl, now when you get that bag, send it to London first, then send it to Madrid, then send it down to Dubai, then send it to Australia, and then send it to New York. He said, you couldn't possibly do that. Well, you did it the last time. And by the way, you know all this... you know all this, we're talking during the week about Ryanair being overcrowded. Remember the whole...
So
a few weeks ago, there was a load of people trying to get onto a Ryanair flight. And it was really full. And I was saying to people, no, there's no more room. You can't... And there's two fellas trying to get on. We have to get on. No, there's no more room. You're not getting on. We have to get on. What do you mean you have to get on? I said, we're the crew.
And
by the way, there's no recession anymore in this country. No recession. We're broke. And things are so bad at the moment that I noticed that there's seagulls everywhere around Swords, right? And the seagulls are now throwing bread back to the people. That's the good thing, sir. And I heard the government, I just heard a great one the other day, they have a rainy day fund now. Did you hear that?
Oh, I didn't know that, yeah.
They have a rainy day fund, and I'm thinking to myself, one good drizzle will wipe us out.
It's back to school day.
Yeah.
How'd you get on this morning? What
I
was it like?
I'm not going back tomorrow.
Why not?
I don't like it.
You don't like
it? My mum said I'd just go today, but I didn't realise I'd go for the next 18 years.
And what's your teacher like?
She's all right. Kind of.
And you've written a little ditty.
I beg your pardon?
No, you've written...
Not that kind of a show, Joe, I'm sorry.
You've written a little ditty.
I beg your pardon, yeah, all right.
What's it called? What's it called?
It's called School Is Awful.
School? Does your teacher know?
She does now. School is awful. School is hateful. When I leave it, I'll be grateful. School kids moaning. Teacher's bitching. That is why my favourite subject is mitching. Elocution with Miss Hopper says young ladies must talk proper if they want a good career. But it's all about a verbal diarrhea. There's me best friend Rhea Kay. Organised a cider party, but poor Rita, silly wagon, she got caught behind a bike shed with a flagon. Teacher's pet is Mary Grattan, and on me she's always ratting. Got me all back, lots of Snickers, when I shoved me brother's pet frog down her knickers. Awful. School is smelly. I would rather just watch Teddy. They can stick their bloody ecker. As for Sister Aloysius, I say, oh, hello, Sister!
Hello, Sister!
Thanks very much.
Be early on Monday. Doc.
Oh, fantastic. I just, I'm just looking at the audience we have here. I'm just looking out at the right age group for this joke, right? Yeah. What's the difference between a house and a home? A house is where you live, and a home is where your kids are going to put you. When they sell your house. There's an old man and his wife sitting watching television one night, and his wife looked at the old man and said, "You're very worried looking. Are you all right?" And he said, "I'm a bit worried," he said, "because if I die before you, what's going to happen to you?" And she said, "You needn't worry, I'll be all right," she said. "I'll probably be acquitted." By the way, there was a man, he went to the doctor, and the doctor examined him, and he said, "Is your wife rich? I need to talk to your wife about you, you know. I'll talk to her. Go out in the waiting room, I'll talk to her." The man's wife came in and said to the man, the girls are like this. They said, "Listen, your husband is very ill. When you bring him home, give him his breakfast in bed every morning. No shouting, no giving out, no stress. Are you with me so far?" "Let him relax for the afternoon. Give him his lunch. Give him a nice cup of tea at lunch, something nice. No shouting, no stress, no giving out. Are you with me so far?" "In the evening time, let him watch television and give him a nice glass of red wine with dinner. No shouting, no stress, no giving out, no work. Are you with me?" "Yes." And so the man went home in the car with his wife, and he said to his wife, "What did the doctor say about me?" She said, "You're going to die."
Oh, another schoolgirl. Another schoolgirl with us today. They're in Concepta.
Yeah, me again.
You came from Rutland Street School. You came all the way down.
All the way down, yeah. And fully expensed.
Did you have any summer holidays?
Yeah, I had 4 weeks. 2 weeks in Lanzarote and 2 weeks in the airport looking for my case.
And did you write little... I know, so you know you're only back in morning, but did you write a little... Give up your old
sins? I never stopped, Joe.
I know, you're very good. You're very good, Concepta. Off you go. Take your time.
Thanks. All over the land, the sun was shining down on the people, and it raised their spirits, and they threw away their worries and their clothes and lapped up the lovely hot weather the holy God was sending them. But the weather predictors, known as the anti-cyclones, were there to put a dampener on the dryness and told the people to pull their curtains to keep the heat out. Well, the people just rolled around the place laughing at the idea of hiding from the sun, when in all reality they won't see it again for 6 months when it does disappear. And if they could only bottle the heat for the winter, they'd be on the pig's back. And in the kingdom of Kerry, even a poor goat was getting involved in the hot weather drama. And Joseph the listener, yes, Joseph and his amazing Technicolor waistcoat, became a one-man crusader to free the Killorglin one, Billy the Kid. It was a ritual that every year a goat would be hauled up in a box for the people to worship as king. And the poor goat was up and down like the temperature and like Joseph's blood pressure. Anyway, the people of the kingdom of Kerry would rather worship the sun's rays and occasionally the Healy rays. Eventually, the goat was released back into the wild, where his friends were waiting to take selfies with him, thinking he was grey. But his nanny goat told him to pull his horns in and to calm down. But the poor goat wasn't the only animal in trouble over the hot weather. The finger was pointing at the cows of the land. The herds and herds of cows all standing around, blown off to beat the band and causing all the weather to go mad. And the people cried out, "Leave them cows alone, they're doing a great job." But the poor cows were getting very nervous, which didn't help with their digestive system, and they were ruined the day that the good Lord ever gave them four stomachs in the first place. And one cow said, "How could I be to blame for the hot weather? Sure, I'm freezing." And the other cows told him to go away. So now, the idea of having a feast where a fatted calf is gone, even if your prodigal son or daughter is returning home to you because they can't afford the rent anymore, and the young people are crying out about the three Fs. Do you remember them, Joe? Yeah, in history. There was the fair rent, the free sale, and the fixity of tenure. But the young people coming home to their parents want their own three Fs: free room, free food, and free laundry. But their parents are crying out and blaming the two Fs, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Then the elder Simon the Educator told the people to give up their old rooms for the studious students, and he told them there could be a nice little earner in it for them tax-free if they do it. Well, there were children put out of their rooms all over the country. and they were told to sleep on the sofa until further notice. And the parents told their children to go out and find them a student to fill the box room that was only used for Granny when she had too much sherry and couldn't go home. And their children professed to the students, "In my father's house there are many rooms, and your name is on one of them." And then the people cried out again that they needed more houses, but the elder Dara O'Brien, the builder, told them to relax and wait for the Housing for All 2030. In the meantime, he was spotted in the queue to get into the new Lego store in the hope he would grasp the concept of putting one brick on top of another in the shape of a house. Heaven help us.
Brilliant, Jacinta. Declan Callis. What's your own name?
It's Lonergan.
And it's your birthday today. Do you want to tell the nation your age? You don't have to.
I don't mind. I'm 79.
Okay, just tell me. That's grand. You're 79. And where are you from?
I'm from Clanmel in Tipperary.
Oh, you're only up the road.
I was talking to you on the radio.
Oh, were you? What were you talking about?
I was Gomer's in Dublin. Yeah. Oh,
good luck, no.
The engagement ring.
Yeah?
He paid $2,500 for it, and you said, "Where's the ring now?"
Where is the ring? Give me a ring. Talk to Joe, give me a ring. Two nights break with dinner for one, the Fate Leg for one of the nights, obviously, Fate Leg Hotel and Resort, and that's your prize. And happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. We're here in the Fate Leg Hotel. We're delighted, they were mentioned here a few minutes ago, we're delighted to have Michael and Danny Healy-Ray with us. Thanks for taking the time to come up to Waterford. You must be run off your feet. Fine weather. And I heard it's a bumper tourist season below in Kilgarvan in the kingdom.
We were flying the best season for years.
We couldn't keep up with it, Joe. We couldn't cope with it.
Until you had to go and stick your nose into it and start all that controversy about the goat overheating.
It wasn't just me. It was callers to the programme. I only answered the phones.
Can I come in here, Joe?
Of course, Michael. Michael, what point do you want to make?
The point I want to make is very, very plain and very simple. If either Danny or myself ever becomes the Minister for Communications...
And it could happen.
The way things are looking now with the present outfit, it could happen very quickly. But if ever we become Minister for Communications, you can expect to be getting your P45 fairly smartly.
But it wasn't just me that was complaining. We called from all over Ballyfermot and Europe and the rest of the world.
Look at, there had been a goat up that scaffold at Buck Fair for
400 years and more.
And no one ever made
it. Not one ever phone call was ever made about it.
Until you start this all up.
The way you always do. You can't keep your nose out of it.
Whatever tis about you, Joe.
You can't mind your own business.
You have to keep your sticking your nose in
where it isn't wanted. And I have to ask you a very straight question. Is this what the people of Kerry are paying their licence fee for? For the likes of you to be ruining our ancient festivals and traditions? This year the puck was flying, wasn't he, Danny?
He was flying.
It. The sun was splitting the stones. We had busloads of Yanks, busloads of them, lined up, ready to be taken to the cleaners.
The pubs were packed to the rafters.
Everyone was happy, including the goat.
Especially the goat, that poor goat. Was looking forward to Buck Fair for the past
He was.
And he was just settling himself down when you started all
that old hullabaloo
on the radio. And before he knew where he was, the goat was like
he was like a yo-yo.
He was hardly up when he had to come
down again.
Then he went back up.
And then he had to come back down again.
No, we all has our ups and downs. I'm not saying nothing. But the vet said...
He did?
That the coming and going was after giving that goat the post-traumatic
stress disorder. The vet said he was suffering from that post-traumatic... What's the end of it, Danny?
Stress disorder.
And that was even before Declan Nerney started singing to him. Look at... Why can't the Dublin media mind your own business? Yeah. You see, this is another example, Danny, of the way that crowd are trying to repress the people of rural Ireland.
That's it.
They have us driven to the brink of extinction, Danny.
We're now perched on the edge of the abyss.
We are. And our very survival is engraved out.
Will you come off the stage? Will you just get a grip? You're, You must be the heat. You're losing touch with reality.
John Michael's right.
You won't leave us cut off.
They won't leave us hang up the puck.
You won't leave us hang up the puck. You won't leave us drive home down country roads with a couple of gallons inside us.
And that crowd in Antastis after putting a stop to all housing developments for the local Kerry people.
Widows, I know for a fact that widows around Kilgarvan trying to extend their hen houses are having to appeal to the Board Plan Ireland.
And the less said about the Board Plan Ireland, no, it will follow me the best.
At the moment, the we won't say any more about him.
The reality is that, look, you're turning rural Ireland into a kind of a Disneyland.
That's what you're doing. For all your rich friends in the cities, could I ask you a very, very straight and plain question, Mr. Duffy?
Of course, far away.
What is currently, according to the latest census, as we speak at this moment in time, what is the most endangered species in Kerry?
It's the natterjack frog, isn't it? It's not the most endangered species, the natterjack frog.
We'll tell you now, when your smart aleck talk, we'll tell you now, what is the most endangered species in Kerry? Danny, tell him.
Kerryman. Tis a terrible sad thing, but you could go round the ring of Kerry now or over round Slayhead and you mightn't hear
one single Kerry accent. Wouldn't hear one of them?
Except the poor misfortunate fellow that'd be taking your bags
out of the bus,
the bus or holding the hotel door open
for you. We're being pushed to the edge of the Atlantic.
Into the bogs.
Halfway up the mountains.
Lads, come on.
Don't mind, lads, come on at all. The sight of a Kerry man now is so rare around Kerry that the local Puck Fair committee next year is planning to put a Kerry man up on the scaffold and charge the tourists for having a look at him.
Now, can we leave it? I mean, I'm losing the will. Well, can you lighten the mood? I mean, it's funny. You have a little ditty even to...
We have bad news for you, Duffy. We have not one ditty, we have two ditties.
T'was 500 years ago, Killaglum town put on the show. With the fine pub goat held high above the town. Now the goat he had the ball, he was hailed by one and all. Till that whore Joe Duffy made us take him down.
There's a second
one. Down in the town of Killarglen, that nestles below the great reek, the committee built a big scaffold and put up a prisoner so meek. Duffy and a crowd of green trustees said you can't do that to the puck. But the comedy said, try and stop us. Stop us, you will, in your puck.
Michael and Danny Healy-Ray. I saw you scribbling there when the lads were talking about Killaglen. What's your own name and what your poem is about?
My name is Patsy. I'm from Ballygunner, the home of the club All-Ireland champions.
Ballygunner, well done, well done. And what's the poem you were scribbling there?
The poem is about watching the Rose of Tralee.
Off you go.
Okay. I have to get the spare clean.
Yeah, no, take your time. I was in Specsavers the other day. You know the new Specsavers in Dawson? You know who I bumped into? Everybody.
Okay, can I...
Is the poem over yet? Did you finish? Oh, you haven't even started.
Can I hold that?
Of course you can. Yeah.
The microphone. I'm in a gym, right, with about 50 lovely ladies between 50 and 90. Anyway, last Monday at the coffee for the gym... My hand is shaking. Here, I'll leave it down here. Okay, on the way home, I got very creative, and I wrote this when I got home. Last Monday morning at our gym coffee, I thought I'd check who'd watch with me. The Rose of Tralee and the lovely Dahi is on our screens for two nights, you see. There was Breda and Deirdre and Nancy and Annette. Some of them will watch, I bet. There was Joan, Teresa, Liz, Olive and Claire. Not one of them this programme could bear. I thought Alice, for sure, would like all the style. But no, she said, I'd run a mile. My heart sank. Is this a prank? After Wednesday's gym, it will only be me talking to myself as I sip my coffee. Until new member Pauline, to my rescue she came. She too loves to watch the girls on their night of fame. It's Friday now, and Rachel's the new rose. So for Joe, I must compose some poetry or prose. Asher, he doesn't mind. As to Faith Lake, we go for nothing else, only to talk to Joe. Well done.
There's two tickets for Mrs. Brown's Boys, the live show, above in the Three Arena in Dublin on the 11th of November. It's a brilliant show, a brilliant, brilliant show. Here's Christy, here's Christy.
In the year of 22, we thought we'd seen it all. TDs with loads of houses who forgot them in the dial. Well, I mean, how was I to know that January the 1st up to the 31st of December was actually a full year? Like, I didn't know. How would I know that? We used to get the car filled up to 60 for a tank. But now you need an ATM or a check that you leave blank. How much do you want? A tenner? Well, I'll let you smell the nozzle. Cost of buying chocolate bars was rising every day. But when you got to open them, four squares had gone away. Don't talk to me about home heat, we never turn it on. We just run around in onesies trying to keep each other warm. Cheers, I tell you, not a funny sight, I tell you. You look like a mascot from a football team. When COVID started easing up, we all began to plan to go on summer holidays to try and get a tan. The bags were packed and weighed and checked for 20 kilos light. Then up to Dublin Airport 40 hours before your flight. When you go on holidays on Thursday week, geez, you better head up now. The queues outside the terminal were worse than Disneyland. We walked around 10 barriers just like a marching band. The yellow vests were everywhere with voices you could roar. Then after walking for 2 hours, we reached the flipping door. We headed for security, clear plastic bags in hand, while parents dragged their sleeping kids by legs and ears and hands. Then off to buy a cup of tea with toast and marmalade. €2 change from 20 quid, by God, they have it made, huh? How much would it be to have an old sausage with that? 8.50, oh geez, you can shag off. Departure gates were worse than hell, it was just like Miss Saigon. The scanning sound from mobile phones was mayhem all around. But once we got onto the plane, we all began to cheer. Let's go to away from here, relax and have a beer. You'll never wear us Irish down, we're made of tougher stuff. Recession, COVID, interest rates, they can all be given up. Okay. We mesh together all the time and when we're on the up. And who knows, maybe someday soon we'll win the World Cup. La, 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 la.
Brilliant. You know that wasn't Christy, that was Angus McAnally. We're here to Faith Lake Hotel and we'll be back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Oldish people matter. If you were born before the 70s, you're probably sitting down, probably covering more chair than there is chair. Sitting smugly smiling because you've earned your reclining, or so you think. Thing is, they say we're to blame for everything. That oldish people are bad news. We are the cause of wars, the cause, bringing in Saturday evening mass. We are to blame for the cold, the heat, the cost of living. We're not young enough to be excused and not old enough to be forgiven. We have created this prison for them, the young people. It must have happened when we weren't looking, when we were out shifting. When we refused to see the ship sailing or the storm coming, someone should have pushed over the kettle and now it would be boiling. How did it happen? How did we not read the signs that weren't written? How did we get from porridge to Pringles in so few sittings? From smoking to non-smoking, from non-smoking to not giving a shite about anything. To be or not to be any the better for changing. Remember, we grew up in the 80s. To dare was just swallowing your chewing gum or someone else's chewing gum. We never chanced anything. We wouldn't even chance swimming, even when the sign said swimming. And now we're drowning. Now we can see the reversing lights of the hearse shining on the ceiling. The funeral bell is ringing. The smallish crowd is waiting as we make our way slowly, freewheeling the last leg of the journey, turn off the engine and save the diesel. We'll be dying for nearly as long as we've been living, senile and silent and 20 years older than old people. Dribbling and forgetting our way into the landfill. What did we not take to deserve this? Don't tell me we left on the immersion in 1986. Or were we just ignorant before ignorance was bliss? The youth don't need our advice. They don't need to know how to open an easy single slice or how to reverse a trailer. They know it all. They're the ones, they're not the ones going around with their shirt buttoned wrong. If only they had somewhere to live. If only they weren't so willing to share our hard-earned bread and house and lift to the town at all hours. And now we are going to live so long, we'll be babysitting their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Don't get me wrong, I'm trying very hard to hear their song, which is a shite song. They say, chill out, pops, and put the radio on. Only for the radio, we wouldn't know what was going on or realise how miserable we really are. Give us one more stab at living, or at least talk up death like when the priests were in, when God was responsible for everything. Give heaven a lick of paint, extend it out and up, make more room, turn on the music and bring Elvis in and Marilyn Monroe and Boxcar Willie. Make it worth our while. Make it one of the more attractive sights and not just a place for boring shites. Who turned off that bloody light? I can't see where I'm going.
The wonderful Seamus O'Rourke. Kay and Tom Murphy are with us. They are 43 years married. Where are you from, Tom?
At New York, County Wexford.
Oh, you're only across the ferry from Artertown to Ballyhack, or Passage East, or Versa Visa. So this afternoon, come back over again, because it's afternoon tea for the two of you. A lovely afternoon tea here in the Fate Leg Hotel and Resort. So, okay, enjoy that. It's a gorgeous spot. It's a gorgeous spot. Okay. Sharon says, don't stop believing, with her own words.
Longer for the schools to come back.
Went on and on and on and on. Don't
What a singer. What a singer. A great comedian, a wonderful singer. Sharon Mannion. Sharon Mannion, Doc.
I'm just saying, Joe, I don't know if you know it or not, we have the healthiest country in the world. Ah, you know that?
Look this around.
Ireland is the healthiest country in the world because they must be, because they're closing all the hospitals down. There was a fellow in the hospital one day, and the doctor said to him, he'd give him 3 weeks to live, and he couldn't pay the bill and give him another 3 weeks. And he woke up after the operation, the fellow in the next bed said to him, do you mind if I ask you a question? He said, no. He said, are you getting a new suit? He said, no. See, the measures you for something. And by the way, I just think about the kids back at school today. Little boy in school, and then the teacher said to him, OK, Jimmy, he said, name me a bird that can't fly. See, a roast chicken.
Schoolboy.
Now, my little boy came up to me in the kitchen last evening as I was getting the dinner prepared, and he handed me a piece of paper he got from school. After I got over the initial shock, I read it again, and this is what it said. Your child's back-to-school book list and accessories. He had made a few additions to it himself. For all the usual books each year, with a couple of pages changed slightly so that his older brother's books are useless, €185. For a new atlas, thanks to some little unknown country in the butt end of the Balkans that needs to be added, €15. For a new dictionary, because 6 new words have been added since last year, including chillax, staycation, bromance and cheeseball, €9.99. For all the times he'll be drawing triangles and squares and going off on tangents, a geometry set, €6. For preparing to represent his country at the Olympics one day, a new tracksuit with school logo, €30. For running around the field like a mad yoke, new runners, €45. For all the colourful artwork he'll bring home to stick on the fridge, a pack of 200 felt-tip pens, €1.99, available in Aldi. To keep his lunch fresh and to look cool, a SpongeBob SquarePants lunchbox, €8.49. To cover the cost of photocopying, paper clips and staples, €50. For the endless writing of essays, a pack of 20 boroughs, €3.99. And to hold all this crap, a new bag, €24.99. For your voluntary contribution, no pressure, payable in 2 installments, first one due next week, P.S. you didn't pay last year's, €250. Total bill, €600.45. Well, I looked down at him standing there with a face on him, and I could have thrown up in the kitchen sink. You see, I could see memories flashing back in my mind, so I took that piece of paper, I turned it over and I wrote. For the years I got you to school on time, strapped into your booster seat, me like Lewis Hamilton, white knuckles on the steering wheel, waiting for the lights to turn green, no charge. For the times I collected you from school in a hurry because you gave the other kids chicken pox, no charge. For the evenings I stayed up with you trying to work out how many sheep the farmer would have if he sold 2/5 of his flock and still had 200 left, driving me demented, no charge. For all the nights I laid awake dreading the thoughts of facing the school talent show again, no charge. For making sure you were fully toilet trained before you went near the place, no charge. For all the nut-free lunches because Tommy O'Reilly's face puffs up like a balloon if he even smells one, no charge. And for the privilege of having my son in your school, no charge. And as for free education, you can kiss my arse, and for that, there's no charge.
Hey! Well, Declan O'Brien. Declan Collins. Declan will be with us next time. Declan Collins. Well, we're just below South Kilkenny, and we were just outside the constituency, and it's great to see him today because we haven't been hearing or heard from a long time. Matty McGrath. Matty,
how are you doing?
You've gone very quiet later. Does that mean you're happy with the state of the nation?
Happy? How can I be happy? Cheers, happy. The last time I was happy, Joe, was accounting me communion when I owned Ballynutty. And it's all temporary. Me happy.
But the country's not that bad.
That bad is sure. There's no living near the country anymore. We're living in. Well, look at it. You don't think that huge crowd, Joe? That crowd out there, that massive crowd, they came in to see you today. They came in for a bit of hate, Joe. So look at them. They're shaking like leaves. So most of them are. See what you call that word emaciated? Look at them. Look at the fellow down there on the back, Joe. So, geez, he doesn't look like he had a meal for about 6 weeks. Not that bad. So the fancy Ryan there came in to me there the other day. I told him he went to his local supermarket and he bought a package of cornflakes. And he told me that by the time he got to the checkout, they were after doubling in price. We're being robbed left, right, and south. Mark my words, Joe. We got around like 40 quarts this winter. 40 quarts, shaking Stevens and trying to keep a bit of hate in us. And the government do nothing about it. Nothing. What the government doing about it?
That's not fair, Matt. He's just not fair.
Official. There's no one in charge, Joe. The problem is there's no one in charge. I saw 40 there of Michal Martin and he jumping off the pier there in West Cork last week and one of the papers. And he went around parading around Cork by Sherry in a pair of Speedos. So there's no one in charge, Joe. Half the population, look at them there, Joe. This is representative there, the crowd here. Half of them are living on buttermilk and spuds. Look at the state of them, Joe. So you'd want to win the lotto now, Joe, to fill the car with petrol or diesel. Then what the government doing about it? What are the government doing about it? Help me there, will you? What are the government doing about it? They're nothing about it. Nothing about it.
What are they doing about it?
Nothing about it. One more time there. What are the government doing about it? Nothing about it. Nothing about it. Not fair.
Matt, you need to lighten up a bit. Do you the programme on the last Friday of every month, give people a little bit of light relief from the problems. I mean, tell us how the journey was down from South Kilkenny, the V, Mahon Falls, McDonald's in Dungarvan, the Cumbria Mountains, the magnificent. Surely that must lift your heart, give you a little flutter.
I'll never forget it. The roads in Northern Ireland, just they're a joke. You'd want to step down to get out of half the potholes in them. They're a complete joke, Joe.
Maddie.
I didn't see a bit of tear going down the roads in South Tipperary since Ronald Reagan was over there. And that's not today or yesterday. You want to come back? I'll tell you, Ronald Reagan, want to come back? Let's fall down the roads. I passed Leo Varadkar the other day with a pop-up tent under his arm and he told me to lift to the electric picnic. There's no one in charge, Joe. What are we doing about it? And what is the government doing about it? What is the government doing about it?
You're exaggerating. You're just a tad, man.
It's easy for you to talk. Down here in Northern Ireland, we haven't Lewis bus or tram. We haven't dirt train or plane. We're depending on Delaney's donkey. Get around the place and what is the government doing about it? Nothing about it. When are they going to wake up? The people of Northern Ireland, the few of them that's left, because 90% of them over in Boston or Chicago or Adelaide or Melbourne. And the crowd left at home. So just look at them there in front of you. They got around barefoot on bikes. Without an ass in their trousers between them. And what are the government doing about it? One more time.
we're in, look, it's beautiful here. We're in the heart of rural Ireland. And I must say, looking out of fate like here, it doesn't seem or look all that bad to me.
Hey, you're trying to cut me or what? So look at the faces of them in the audience there today. Look at the half-starved, pitiful faces. Jesus, people looked happier in the holes of famine ships there and they're heading for America. And what are the government doing about it?
But. We're in the Fate Lake House Hotel. That was Paddy O'Callaghan. We'll be back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Come back from me holliers. The weather was windy and damp. Though the place wasn't grotty, it was no Lanzarote. We went to a holiday camp. On the day we arrived at reception, everything went along fine till I saw what our mother and our spotty-faced brother, that wagon, Jacinta O'Brien. Oh, my dear, are you lost? Said Jacinta. This is the place where one waits. If one can afford to stay here full board, day trippers must queue at the gates. Of course we can afford it, I said with a smile. But then Anto rooned at the pup. He says, yeah, we ne'er spent our holliers with the seagulls on Dollier. But me dad's each way treble came up. Of course this isn't our real holiday, said Jacinta. Next month we're going to go cruising. we just came here to see how the other half live. Mummy thought we might find it amusing. Touring Greek islands and meeting real people is really much more our thing. Isaac, away. Will they understand what you say when you got your big fat nose in a sling? Then me and Anto went to the fairground and we met this young one from Dungarvan. She said, I'm Sue, I'm 8, what are you? Anto says, me, I'm bleeding, starving. then me all went for a swim and me ma says to Anto, now don't you go acting the fool. Go to the loo and do what you must do. I don't want you going in the pool. Anto says, ma, there's no need to worry. Relax, you've got nothing to fear. Of course I won't wait till I get in, because I think I can reach you from here. Then the next day we all went horse riding. And me dad said, I'll show all you rookies. Though the nearest of course he'd ever been to a horse was a 2 euro bet in the bookies. You can tell, says me dad, by the state of his teeth, if a horse really has any class. In that case, says me ma, we'll find one for you that keeps his teeth in a glass. Then, sister Nuala, yeah, came on a day trip as part of the old folks outing. And between me and you, I think she'd had a few, because she was singing and dancing and shouting. Whatever she had, it seemed to have got rid of all of her nun's inhibitions. And we couldn't prevent her when she wanted to enter for all of the competitions. She scandalised all the old folk and mortified Father Mulvaney when she did the strip tease in the knobbly knees and came toward in the glamorous granny. I went in for the holiday princess in me dress with a frilly design. I ne'er threw up me dinner when they picked as the winner. That wagon! Jacinta O'Brien! They made me the first runner-up and they gave us all plastic toy watches. As Jacinta then ran for her prize, she began to break out in big, red, ugly blotches. Oh no, said her mother. Not this again. As Jacinta let out little shrieks. The whole thing's so drastic. She's allergic to plastic. Now she'd be like this for weeks. That's too bad, said the judge, as she can't perform her duties as junior princess. Then the first runner-up gets a prize. Where's that girl in the naff frilly red dress? So, next week we'll be packing our cases again. The first prize was a cruise on the Rhine. As we sail up the banks, we know it's all thanks to that wagon. Jacinta O'Brien! Thank you!
That's a wonderful June Rogers. June show is back this year. It's in Taylor's Three Rock. It's on the, from the 27th to the 31st of December. And you get tickets on June Rogers at Eventbrite, eventbrite.com. The wonderful June Rogers! Yay! Now listen carefully. Listen carefully to the next song, because there's going to be a quiz at the end
of it. Quiz.
This song has many, many, many place names in Ireland.
Yes.
Doc.
It's okay.
It's written by Fergus Russell.
Yes, it's okay, yeah. It's called Our Own Female Hollier. This is dedicated to all the people who brought us supplies to different places during the lockdown. So listen carefully. Me much the license hollier. Moonlights in our taxi too. She got a fancy all over Ireland, from old Newport to old Port New. She delivers many strange cargoes. Here are some that'll make you smile. She takes walking sticks to lean on and a load of kettles to boil. She has hay for horse and jockey, some fencing for swords, and a load of buns for ovens and bedpans for the ward. There are servants going to Nina and stockings for a toy. She is a net for the man o' war and a monica for Ireland's eye. There are donkeys going to Bray and Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. There are going down to Selbridge and some divers going down to Muff. Some cynics gone to care, some skeptics gone to doubt, and a laxative for calling, and nothing there for nought. A fair walker gone to Bournefoot, some nudists gone to moon, frogs' legs gone to croak, and a coffin gone to tomb. Hypochondriacs to Pilltown, some x-rays gone to screen, a load of beards to trim, and some sears for Goldeen. She had hay for horse and jockey, some fencing for swords, and a load of buns for ovens, and some bedpans for the wards. There are serlings gone to Nina, some stockings for the toy, there was an anchor for the man o' war, and a monocle for Ireland's eye. There's a metronome for Temple, politicians to Strokestown, some Tories to kill Britain, and some eider down for Down. Some rice for Tubber Curry, and a postman gone to Knock, some lubricants to Oilgate, and fresh pullets to Kilcock. There was hay for horse and jockey, some fencing for swords, and a load of buns for ovens, and some bedpans for the ward. There are sirens gone to Nina, some stockings for our toy, there was an anchor for the man o' war, and a monocle for Ireland's eye. There was an anchor for the man o' war, and a moon for Ireland's eye.
That's the Roving Female License Hall here, written by Fergus Russell. Fergus is an Irish man at the minute, but he will be performing with the Goldeen Singers at the Teachers Club in Dublin, Parnell Square, on Friday the 2nd of September, and it's free aid. Okay, your quiz question is, how many places were named in that song?
36.
Who said 36? Well done. You're the closest so far. It was 38 places. Wasn't it very good? Well done, well done. You're going two nights, two tickets, James Taylor in the Three Arena, 26th of September next. Well done, well done. Okay, where's Seamus? Where's Seamus? Yeah. Seamus, go ahead, Seamus. The glittery ball.
The glittery ball.
The glittery ball.
All it was a big round glittery ball with a light shining on it. A ball is all in a hall, and not a very fancy hall, but with a stage. It had to have a stage for the band. The band needed somewhere to stand. That's when there used to be a live band before the discos came. Way before the live bands came back again, like now, the Nathan Carters and these ones. No, I'm talking more Joe Dolan or the Conquerors, or Gina Dale Hayes and the Champions. I'm talking dance halls with glittery balls, and a mineral bar for the minerals, and the snacks, the wafer ones and the biscuit ones, a bit of a choice for the pernickety ones. Well, that's the way it was down our way anyway, in the Mayflower or the Rainbow or the Wonderland in Bourne. All those dance halls had lovely names, and big car parks for the cars, the Volkswagen Beetles and the Datsun Blueboards and the chip van. And that's where you'd go when things were going to plan. You'd go outside with your wand. You'd go out to the car or someone's car. After you had a mineral at the mineral bar. After she said she'd stay on. Long after you asked her, did she come on her own or was there someone coming to take her home? After you'd asked her to dance. And when you asked her to dance, she hadn't said no. Ah, good job. She wouldn't know where to go or what to do. So look at you when she took your hand. And she led you out to the promised land, the dance floor. And that's when the bit of romance took over. Maybe she'd marry you. Maybe she might stay on. Maybe she would go outside. Maybe she'd go to the car. Maybe she wouldn't go that far. Jeez, it was hard to know, wasn't it? It all happened so fast. And now that's all the way in the past. When we stood in the hall with the glittery ball reflecting the light down on us all.
Seamus O'Rourke. And we have a little baby here. This is Roisin. Roisin, what's your baby's name?
Ryan.
And who was he called after?
No one.
Has Ryan Tuberty not had a tough enough week as it is? He's called after Ryan Tuberty. Okay, you're going. Well, Ryan can't go because there's two tickets for Aslan, 40 years. It'll be an incredible concert. 17th of September, 2022, in the Three Arena. Well done. And the grandparents here, are you available that night to babysit?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, well done. Well done. Back after this break.
Oh, on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Oh, Doc, they love you, Doc.
Is everybody enjoying themselves, yeah? Yeah, there was a fella, he was away at sea for 4 years, a Dublin fella, and he was in Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong, he saw this in the pet shop, a parrot for sale, €5,000, right? But the parrot could speak 7 languages.
No.
So he said to your man, could I buy that parrot? Would you ship him home to me mammy in Dublin? She'd love him. It's on her own. 7 languages, you know. Cost you $1,000 extra, doesn't matter. Bought it, $6,000 the cost, sent them home. He arrived back home in Dublin a year later, into his mammy, said, there you are, mammy. Did you like the parrot that I sent you? And the mammy said, it was delicious. He said, what? He said, what? You ate the parrot. I spent €7,000 on that parrot to get him home to you. And not only that, he could speak 7 languages. And the mother said, will you please say something? By the way, Joe, I've lately now I'm giving a lot of money to sick animals. I am.
Ah, yeah. Fair play to you. Yeah. Well done.
Now, I didn't know they were sick when I backed them, but I had to join. I joined Gamblers Anonymous, and they bet me 2-1 I wouldn't last. And by the way, you know the thing about, I was talking about, you know, fellas talking about their wives and women talking about their husbands. There were 2 women talking one day. One said to the other, my husband's a workaholic. Your husband's not a workaholic. Everyone was saying he's doing nothing. He's a workaholic because as soon as you mention work, he goes for a drink.
Breaking news with Jan O'Brien and Sharon Mannion.
Breaking news. In the UK, the Tory government have come under fire after raw sewage was found floating in the sea. They've responded by saying they can't help it if Boris Johnson decides he wants to go swimming. The first Lego store has opened in Ireland. The development company experienced a few problems during construction, but in the end, everything just clicked into place. Many fans queued outside the store, showing off their own miniature Lego constructions as Robert Troy tried to secure the tiny properties and put them up for rent on daft.ie. After a public outcry, large numbers gathered to see Kerry's most famous wild beast on display, having been released from his cage, as Dahi O'Shea returned to present the Rose of Tralee. A Northern Ireland poll has revealed that half of young people there support a united Ireland in their lifetime, but only if the Brits agree to take the happy pair twins. And that's all the breaking news.
Are we ready? For La Vida Loca, because as you know, it's Strictly Come Dancing on the telly. Latin rhythms are really in at the moment between salsas and cha-chas and rambas and tangos. But ladies, you don't have to go to Argentina or Brazil to find hot Latin lovers. North County Wicklow is the place to go if you're looking for a bit of fire in your torso. And here is the man who has the local ICA in Tinnahealy breaking out in a hot sweat. Mr. Sticky Parton.
Whoa, here we go, girls. Just go on yourself.
Forget the sissy slickers, Wicklow's the only way. Women wear bigger knickers, the lads all smell of hay. We guarantee good service. Out here, the men are men. What's more, the sheep are nervous as they ail in their pen. Dive in the lakes of Blessington, we go swimming in the Nith. Instead of using shower gel, we use the old sheep dip. Boys, we like to let it rip. Come on, up and down the mountain, living in Pula Vuca. Life is really savage, living in Pula Vuca. Hunting day and night, firing my big bazooka. Eating spuds and cabbage, living in Pula Vuca. Living in Pula Vuca. Living in Pula Vuca. Right, girls, you're getting up. Boss asked me, friend, I'm sweating. Suit yourself. How are you, sweetheart? See you later. Come weekends, we are boppers. To Dublin, we are set. Chase nurses down in coppers. Hormones and lots of sweat. There's one I'd like to get her. Big boned and massive thighs. She could kickstart me zesser. Me dreams I'd realise. I'll take her home to mother, who will recognise good stock. She's a backside like no other. It's the size of Glendalough. Oh, big ups, I am in shock. Come on, up and down the mountain, living in Pula Vuca. Life is really savage, living in Pula Vuca. Hunting day and night, firing me big bazooka. Eating spuds and cabbage, living in Pula Vuca. Living in Pula Vuca. Living, living, living in Pula Vuca. Living, living, living in Pula Vuca. Come and live in Pula Vuca. Come and live in Pula Vuca. Whoa!
Jim Rogers! We had a lovely legs competition here today. A lovely legs competition. And the winner was John McKeown. Where are you from, John?
I'm living in Waterford.
And the legs are your own, John McKeown. And you were 69 4 days ago?
Yes, 22nd of August.
Okay, and how old are your legs?
About 69.
Well, they don't look 69. They used to. Your wife Bridget was 65 4 days ago. Your daughter Catherine was 30.
30-something.
And 2 days ago. Okay, John McKeown, there is... anyone can... benefit from this. Golf for four, round of golf for four here at the, and leave your shorts on, Fake Leg Hotel and Resort. So here in the wonderful, have you seen the golf course?
I certainly have, John.
Oh, it's fantastic, fantastic. There you are, John McKeown.
I don't play golf, but no.
You do now. Back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
As you know, the cost of living crisis, people feeling the pinch. A lot of households apparently are introducing their own family household budget. And we're going over live to Crumlin. Where's the woman from Drimna? There you are, from Drimna, Dublin 12, just beside Crumlin. Thanks for coming down. Where Anto Murray, Dias Mirigada Anto, is about to deliver his budget speech for his family.
As you are aware, world events has hung over this family like the sword of Damocles. So in order to steer us in the right direction and to maintain prudent financial control, this family household budget, which I am proud to announce today, will do just that. We must ensure that our revenue intake is maintained at a level conducive with our fiscal policy going forward, and so I am reducing the pocket money allowance by 20 cents for the favourite child, and by 50 cents for the rest of you. This will take effect from midnight. General spending in this house is way above income, and as a result, I am limiting Mammy's trips to Dundrum Shopping Centre to 4 per year.
Shame on you, boo!
There will be a Christmas bonus trip made available to be taken within 2 weeks of the big day. Now, my trips to the pub will not be affected, but my alcoholic intake will be reduced by 2 pints of beer or 1 measure of spirits. We are spending far too much on chicken fillet rolls from Super Value for school lunches, and so with effect from midnight, all school-going children in this house over the age of 10 will receive a Brennan's bread sandwich of easy single slices.
Shame on you! Boo! Boo! Boo!
Further details of this measure will be set out in supplementary documentation, which will be distributed by Mammy after dinner. Now, As you know, climate change is something that this house takes very seriously ever since young Kevin glued his face to the petrol pump at the local Circle K garage in his Greta Thunberg moment of madness. Therefore, I am announcing today that as of from January the 1st, I am downgrading my BMW 6 Series to a BMW 5 Series.
No way! This step
alone will go some way in reducing our carbon footprint. Now, having the immersion on in this house nilly willy has to stop. Our annual spend on hot water is way above international norms. And so from midnight, a padlock will be fitted to the hot press door and I will hold the key.
Prudent management
of this resource is vital if we are to reach our targets by 2025. Taxation is something that this house needs to be looked at in this house very seriously. And so I am implementing a gift tax on all birthday, Holy Communion, Confirmation and Christmas cash gifts from aunties, uncles and grandparents. All cash will be taxed at a rate of 10% on the first €20 and 15% over and above this amount. One for all vouchers will be subject to tax, but this will be reviewed in any supplementary budget. Revenue collected from gifts will go to offset annual back to school costs, which I appreciate can be difficult. With that in mind, all school uniforms will be expected to last 2 full school years.
Alterations
and repairs will be carried out by Mammy, and so I am setting aside €100 this year to cover the cost of needles, thread, wool and material. This measure will come into effect from midnight. Now, as I mentioned earlier, world events will have an impact on this house. So in order to ensure we minimise the impact, I am clearing out the garden shed in order to stockpile toilet rolls, tea bags and those biscuits Mammy likes. And those biscuits Mammy likes of an evening watching the Late Late Show. Now, this rainy day hoard will provide some comfort to this house in the event of difficult days ahead. And finally, I know these budgetary measures will present difficulties for some.
But I
also know that to leave our financial future to the Children Before Profit Party sitting across this kitchen table here today would lead us to financial ruin. And so I have no hesitation to commend this budget to the house.
Declan Collins, our special guest today, by the way, is Angus McAnally. Angus, you've risen up to the ranks of world billiards in the last... Did you know this man, at 17, was the Irish billiards champion? Yeah.
You're very kind of him.
He was the under-5 Irish billiards, and he's the under-17. And what are you now in billiards, world billiards?
42 in the world, so I'm delighted. I'm very proud of that. Flying the Irish flag, actually... I was over in Leeds recently and I got to the final of a competition and the English, I loved them dearly, but when I got through the first round, they're going, oh, well done. That's a great thing for you, Paddy. You did really well there. And then I got to the 16 and I said, oh, you got through that. And then I got to the quarterfinal. So that's very good for you. And then I got to the semi-final and I was thrilled. I'm just sorry I didn't get the whole day, but it was great crack. Well, but you know, Joe, I'm 43 years married now. And last night, I was just thinking, my wife, just can't believe just I'm still with the same woman. And yesterday morning, she said to me, I enjoyed that fumble earlier on. I said, thanks very much. And she said, why did you stop? I said, I found the remote control. And I was up in bed the other morning and she said, Angus, will you come downstairs and get amorous with me? I said, why? And she said, I want to time an egg. Nothing worse than a runny egg, too. And Joe, you were talking about going back to school and all, you know what I mean? I don't know. I hated school. I went to the Christian Brothers in Fairview. And the brother, because my dad was in showbiz, my mum was in showbiz, and I was always joking. He used to give me an awful hard time. And he got me a maths class one day. He said, McAnally, come here now, you joker. He said, I know you have a brother and two sisters, so there's four of you in the boys and girls of the house. That's right. He said, and if your mother had 3 potatoes, how would she divide them equally among you? I said, she'd mash them. put manners on here then. And he said, where, because we were doing the 1916 rise and all the, I said, where was the Proclamation of Ireland signed? I said, at the bottom. You had to do it. But I tell you what, we're doing maths one day, and he said, no, Maggie and Ali, he said, if you had £5 or €5 in one pocket, and if you had £7 or €7 in the other pocket, what would you have? I said, somebody else's trousers. I tell you, we were so poor growing up. We were poor growing up. You don't know what it's like to have to go back to the shop with 6 toilet rolls and ask them, could you change it for 4 slice pans? Because no visitor showed up that night. But anyway, I was at the doctor today, Joe, but I have a time for one.
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor and I said, excuse me, doctor, what's wrong with me? And he said, well, what do you think is wrong with you? I said, what do you mean? €60 and you want me to tell you what I think is wrong? He said, no, have you any symptoms? Yeah. I touch my nose, it hurts. I touch my elbow, it hurts. I touch my arse, it hurts. He says, your finger's broken. £60 for that. Anyway.
Angus McAnally. He mentioned the proclamation. This is the proclamation of Cork from Sharon
yes,
Mannion.
Yes, Joe, we just had some more breaking news that in light of the centenary of Michael Collins' assassination, Cork have announced that they're to become a republic and they've released the following proclamation. Yes. Cork men and Cork women, in the name of God, Roy Keane, and the generations of Corkonians who have suffered under the tyranny of Dublin Jackeens for long enough, we summon our children and every langer in the county to our flag as we strike for our freedom and our one true Republic of Cork. No longer will we play second fiddle to a capital full of lion's tea, overpriced temple bar pints, coddle and confusing lanes around the Red Cow roundabout. Pledging allegiance to the holy duo of O'Donovan brothers, we will pull like dogs with pride, eating a diet consisting solely of Clonakilty black pudding and Murphy's stout as we continue to talk in an octave higher than everyone else and finish every sentence as if we're asking a question. Our Independence Day will be held every May when we remember the great Battle of Saipan, when our hero and saviour Roy Keane rode into battle on an FAI-sponsored aeroplane and defeated the armies of General Mick McCarthy and Sergeant Steve Staunton to claim victory for our beleaguered people. This Cork Republic, spanning from the Jack Lynch Tunnel to the lapel of John Creedon's overcoat, will be a safe haven for all who seek it. This Cork Republic claims the allegiance of every Irish man and Irish woman and guarantees to cherish all of its citizens equally, but none as equally as those of us from Cork, of course. So in the name of Beamish, Stout, Barry's Tea, Tenora, Orange, Sonia O'Sullivan, Photo, Wildlife Park, George, Hook, Runner, Gara, we urge all to stand proud and sing the national anthem of your choice. Anything by John Spillane or the Franken Walters. Kirkaboo!
Brilliant, brilliant. We're here in the Fake Lake Hotel. On sound was Gar Duffy, Damien Gavigan and Kieran Cullen. Thanks so much to all the wonderful staff here at Fake Lake, just outside Waterford City. Fergus Sweeney produced, Niamh Hamill, Sylvia Armodian, Annette Egan is back at bass. June Rogers, Doc Savage, Angus McAnally, Frank, where's Frank? Frank Toomey is there, Paddy O'Callaghan, Seamus O'Rourke, the wonderful Seamus, Sharon Mannion. Where's Declan Callis? And our musical director, Jan O'Brien, will play us out with It's My Party.
Nobody knows where my cabinet's gone, but she left the same time. I had my head in the sand. He was supposed to be mine.
It's my party. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. I drink wine if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you.
I love having parties and dancing all night. Yes, COVID went on for a while. I've just had 2 holidays and several nights out on the tiles.
I was ambushed by a cake.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to.
Cry if I want to. Drink wine if I want to.
You would cry too if it happened to you.
0818 715 815.